Sophie, Fev and Byron. Get that fun feeling in the morning. 101.9.
This is the Fox. Now, the home lottery draws on in a couple of, I think a month, Boxy, where you buy a ticket to win a house. We've done live reads on this show about that. Now, we bought some tickets because I thought, oh, this would be great. You can win a house. You spend $100, it goes to a great charity. And I said to Alex on the couch, she said, you are so stupid. Like, I copped it a fair bit from the boss. And I said, why don't we buy a house for, like, I don't know, a couple of mil, like maybe 2 million. And then we do a lottery and get people to buy tickets for like 50, $100. You might make 10 million. And then you give someone a house for free, like an amazing way to make money.
So hang on, you've bought a house. So $1 million, that's your investment. You've bought the house.
Oh, it could be 2 million.
Then you just sell tickets for it.
Yeah.
And you get about $20 million worth of tickets.
Sorry.
Yeah. But then
you make a $19 million profit.
Really smart, 100%. But then she's like, no, you can't do that. And I'm like, why not? And she said, because you can't. You can't sell tickets to make a profit. But I said, what happens if I buy a $2 million house, put the tickets up, no ticket sell? Well, I'm stuck with a $2 million house, aren't I? So it goes both ways.
So I guess, I know, I'm just trying to think, because what you've said sounds like, yes, but then why is no one else doing it? And I'm sure
there's a
government body involved.
What's wrong with you two?
Terms and conditions. Well,
what she said, exactly the same thing. Well, everyone would be doing it. I'm like, well, they're not, because no one's thought of it.
I think you could. I think there is a catch with these sort of competitions, because you need, usually for any competition where there's money involved, you need to get that run by the government body for competitions. But I think if you were selling a ticket for a dollar, you might be able to do it. So,
well, can't do it for a dollar. I'm not going to make any money.
Well, this could be part of the problem.
The other thing is, you're not a charity. The profits go to you.
Fev Enterprise, making a charity.
I think you could actually do it for a charity. He would do it for blatantly for profit, wouldn't you? You'd be just like,
I'd give some.
Do you want to
charity?
Win a house?
Depends how many tickets were sold.
You'd give some to charity.
So if on your flyer, 50, it would 50. Say, if I make enough money, I promise to give some of it to a nominated charity.
No, I wouldn't be that blunt. I'd say some percentage.
101.9 The Fox.
Carrie and Tommy will drive you home, the Savo from 3. Always great to check in with Tommy. He's on the line, guys.
Tommy Little.
Good morning, legends. Hey, I've just heard in your news just then that swingers parties are a breach of COVID restrictions. Oh, my gosh. I wish someone had told me this 6 weeks ago. I've in some real trouble.
Tommy, we were just saying, imagine right now you're in Colac and you just get a sniffle and then everyone looks at you like, what have you been up to?
I didn't go, Boxy. I didn't go. Oh, sure.
I wore a mask the whole time.
Now, Tommy, I was listening to your wonderful show last night, you and Carrie, and they were talking, Boxy, about songs they'd play in the bedroom to get their partner excited.
I'm very interested in this, Tommy.
It was really good. Tommy, what was your song?
Well, this ended with a big fight off air, because Carrie got furious at me for not taking it seriously enough.
Yeah.
Because while she played, I think, Troy Sivan and Rihanna, and shut her eyes and made us all shut our eyes while we listened to it.
Oh, yeah.
And then she went, okay, what's yours? And then I played Sex Bomb by Tom Jones.
Sex Bomb.
Yeah.
And Horny by Moose T.
Right. And the thing was, Boxy, Carrie said to Tommy, you're not taking this seriously. We're all going inside our heart and giving a peek behind the curtain. And you're just taking the piss, Tommy. You're playing songs that are funny.
That's pretty hot.
She went
also,
nuts.
Though, that's brutal. If that is my real song, that's really hurtful to my confidence. Which is it. I'm walking into the swingers party nude but with my mask on, and I think I'm setting the mood by playing a bit of Sex Bomb, and it turns out everybody's just laughing at me, guys.
It was insensitive, I agree.
It was so good.
Hey,
what would you guys Oh, Fee, am I allowed to ask you? Or is that too rude? Oh,
this is amazing.
But oh, you know God. What? I'll be really Whoa. Honest with you. I'm not into that.
What's it, sex?
Music. No. Music. I had a boyfriend once who was big on, you know, in the evening he loved to put on some Andrea Bocelli, and it just used to freak me out.
No one has said the sentence boyfriend and then Andrea Bocelli. You didn't. You had an elderly man friend. It certainly wasn't a boyfriend.
Do you know what? He was an AFL player.
I did sing a song to you.
That says a lot.
I sung a song to you, Boxy, the other week, didn't I? No, I sang a song, Tommy, to Boxy the other week, just to get her up and about. Hang on. Boys to men.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Hang on, Fev, how have you asked no follow-up question? Boxy just said she was hooking up with some AFL player, and we haven't inquired any further.
I was just trying to get it off her because it's very awkward.
Because
the AFL player may have been who I'm talking about now, who was singing a song, Boys to Men. I'll make love to you.
Oh, boy. Actually, that particular, we won't get into too much detail, but didn't he like to get
happening?
The guitar out and actually
what's
sing to you?
What's happening? Something. Tommy, what's happening on the show today?
guys, this just in. We have a guest on today's show. It's going to be the one and only Fifi Box, because we've got questions. So
it is the Fox.
Tommy.
See you, mate.
See you, guys.
101.9, The Fox.
Reality TV shows are coming back next year, Fev. We've got Love Island have confirmed that's coming up. Beauty and the Geek.
Looking forward to that.
They're firing up. And when you look at last night, can I just touch on one thing that happened on The Bachelor last night, other than the very obvious eviction of two of the girls that barely got any attention from Lockie. So that is not even a spoiler if you haven't caught up. You know who the final two are from the first episode. Anyway... Osha had a very interesting pronunciation of our pandemic. Now, we all know it as coronavirus or COVID-19.
Right.
But not
Can't stuff that
to,
up, can you?
Not according to Osha.
Irina, there's something I need to tell you. The COVID situation in Melbourne has degraded significantly since you came back to the mansion. And now all of Melbourne is back in lockdown.
Okay, we'll just quickly check on that again.
The COVID situation...
COVID. Like, that's interesting, isn't it? Because Osh backs himself, and he'll always back himself in, and he's decided it's COVID, and because he said that a few weeks ago, and I let it slip because I went, oh, it's just one of those moments where I thought he might have stumbled as a presenter, and you've made a quick, and then everyone goes, fine, you said COVID, that's cool. But no, you've doubled down and you've done it again, and it's COVID.
Well, Osh is such a smart man that maybe we're all getting it wrong, and Osha,
the COVID situation
is right.
No, I don't think he is.
It would. I'm pretty sure most Australian medical professionals are saying COVID.
Right. Okay.
But it could be a cultural interpreter. Maybe in the UK, maybe British are saying COVID.
Right.
Because they do the yogurt. We say yogurt. They say yogurt. I give him that, but I don't think he's got any British heritage.
No, he's Australian. Imagine if he stuffed his name up, he'd be pretty upset.
I think people
upset.
Do, because he's got various names. He had various names.
He should start getting names right, Osha. When you're a presenter, you've got to get that right.
You do. Well, I was watching last night.
That stuff up words on...
Glasshouse throwing stones there, Brendan Favola.
It's interesting, Fev, with these shows all getting renewed. And on one hand, we're grateful because we've got that escapist television to keep us going. But on another level, at what stage do we run out of people who are prepared to put themselves on these shows? Because that's the thing. When you go on this show... All your friends and family, your work colleagues will see you as every ex-reality contestant basically comes out and says, it was the edit, it ruined my life. Mm. You know, you've got Jamie, what was his name? Doran, our mate from
Jamie.
Bachelor. He is now going ahead with his lawsuit against Channel 10 and the production company. But you feel like saying to Jamie, and if I was Channel 10's lawyer, I'd be going, you have seen these shows before you went on. Like, You sort of can't say these days.
I think The Bachelor and The Bachelorette would be okay because people our age, Boxy, they probably wouldn't go on it because we know what the repercussions will be. But all the Insta models and influencers out there that don't have a job anymore, they might be pushing themselves to go into that, maybe.
They might. And some people embrace being the villain because you know that the villain will give you more airtime. That means more exposure. That can equate to more followers. And then when you come out, you suddenly turn into the good guy or the good girl, and then you get more endorsements. But, hey, this might be an interest. I'd be interested in whether we get any phone calls right now because we are going to ask this question. Have you been on a reality TV show?
Wouldn't be many.
We're asking that because you think a lot of people in Melbourne have now been on these shows.
Yeah, you'll get loads of calls. I reckon we all know about 50 people that have been on them just through, you know, everyone's been on one.
But we interview them.
I suppose, but don't you reckon that it's like Idol and all those shows, don't you reckon the musicians, they all come back. They've definitely run out on The Voice. All these people come back to go again.
That's true. Someone, who won had been rejected a few years ago.
We've run out of musicians.
But you see, it's funny, Byron, Fev and I are in the same camp. When we thought about this morning, we thought, wouldn't it be fun to ask reality show people to call if they've ever been on one? And that, you could be on one in any capacity. You don't have to be one of the leads. You could be one of the family members at the hometown visits.
We take anyone, but
taking someone who's been out in the first episode.
Fev and I honestly think we need to put this under the category of our segment, because we'll be wrapped if we could get one caller who has been on a reality show but Byron believes we'll get meltdown.
You'll get way more than that. I'm happy to run your sting for
way
you.
Way more.
You
okay.
will get way more, but if we want to make it part of this segment.
Like way more.
So the question, and Fief and Feb would be happy if we got one caller, have you been on a reality TV show?
How many do you reckon, Byron?
Full board of calls?
I get surprised. See, a lot of people don't realise how long you've been in radio and your incredible experience, and I turn to you for a lot of advice on things or radio, but this floors me that you think would get meltdown
on
this question.
I would say that in this time of a pandemic, the listenership might be slightly lower.
So he's back.
No,
you can't backtrack now, mate.
Very little commute to work or to school.
And it's fair to say, Byron, I'd be fair to say that it wouldn't matter if our Melbourne was up and going. Most of the people that have been on these shows would be home anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Because don't have a job.
I'll be honest, Fief, I'm looking at the screen and there's not a lot of activity.
I will take you back to the meeting. You thought, I think I said we should do You Got One, and you said, you're kidding.
You're kidding, aren't you?
Or just quickly, there are people now listening going, I was on a reality show, but just to make Byron look stupid, I'm not going to call. But I know I was on one, but I'm not going to call. Anyway, we'll see how we go. 13.
Byron's job's on the line here. How does that? If you don't.
Job's on the line.
Raise the stakes.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Our number is 131060.
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
Today's question, Fief.
Have you been on a reality TV show? Any of the various ones? And reality TV has been around. When Big Brother started, 2000?
Oh, God, long time ago.
I mean, we're talking 20 years of reality TV in this country. You'd think we get a caller. And hang on a second, Byron.
Now, as I predicted, guys.
We got one!
You were never going to have a problem. There's so much reality TV, guys.
Well, we did put your job on the line at the end. So we thank Jeanette for calling. Hi, Jeanette.
Hi, Fifi. Happy birthday, everyone.
Thank you.
Oh, that's great. Fox has turned 40, and we love that we've got you on board, Jeanette, for our 40th. And more importantly, let's celebrate your reality TV show career. What show were you on?
I was in the audience of Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, that's drawing a long bow.
Jeanette, that's
all I can remember is Brian Mannix was there at the time. And
that was my year.
Doesn't remember you, but certainly remembers.
Finish what you were saying. What was that?
No, he was so little, Brian Mannix. He was so tiny. That's what I can remember of him.
There we go. Thank you,
that's
Jeanette.
A beautiful memory.
How do you not remember me dancing? I was doing the same show.
No, sorry, Fev, I can't remember you.
Nope, very forgettable. Thank you, Jeanette. Right, look, even I will accept I will accept that's not quite that is someone in the audience of a reality show in the background, but
we got one.
There we go, guys.
We got another one. Amy in Geelong. Hi, Amy.
Hi, how are we? Happy birthday, everyone.
Oh, hey. Thank you, Amy. And what show have you been on?
I was a contestant on a dating show called Taken Out.
Bang.
I remember that. Was that Channel 10, Amy?
Yes, it was.
And what was the idea again?
It was all based on first appearances. So they would have one person out in the middle next to the host, and they would have 20 men in front of you. You'd walk down the stairs, you'd stand out in the middle next to the host, and they would either press their buzzer to stay in, and if they
didn't like
you, it was pretty brutal. It was probably not what I expected. I was hoping to be one of the 20 girls, not one in the middle. But I did it anyway. So it was definitely an experience.
Amy, what happened? Tell us what happened. The 20 men were there and then you walked out. Talk us through it.
So I walked out and it was pretty intimidating and I only was left with 5. So that was a bit of a killer. So I was like, okay. Yep,
so 15 rejected you on site. That's awful.
That's savage. Yep.
And then they show a video clip of obviously your life. You know, they interview friends, all the rest of it. And then based on that, they'll either stay in or leave. Then I was down to 3. And then
Must have been a quick show.
Then once you get down to that, you get to ask them a question. So whatever's left over, you pick 3. So I only had 3 to go with. I ask a question, and then based on that, I pick a person, and then we go out on a date, they film it, and then see how things go after that.
And what happened, Amy, the guy you picked?
We dated for a little while, but it fizzled out pretty much after that. It's obviously based on appearances, so it's not obviously going to be, you know, a love story of sorts.
There we go. Speaking of which, the show was fizzled out as well, guys. It only had the one series in 2008.
Yeah, I have a vague memory of it, Amy, and I think it was too mean for Australian audiences from memory. I remember
I think at the time.
Yeah, I think it would fly now, but back then we were like, you can't say that.
Would have been tough if you were on a boxy because there'd be still 20 left.
Yeah. Oh, that's very kind, but I somehow don't think that would have been the case.
Thank you, Amy.
Would have been the case if I walked
out. Here we go again. We got another one. This is now really rolling, guys.
Alex in Fertree Gully. Hi, Alex.
Hi, how you going, guys? Happy birthday.
Oh, great. Thank you again.
I must be telling everyone.
You don't need to.
Not everyone.
It's just assumed it's our 40th birthday. But thank you. Just not everyone needs to do it. Push on.
Alex, what reality show were you on?
I was on the show Married at First Sight. It was the very first series a long time ago now.
The first series.
Whoa. The first series from memory, Alex. It didn't get a lot of traction. And I remember not being sure if it was going to come back. Did you get a lot of attention from that first series?
Yeah, it went really well, I think, the first series. It's obviously changed a little bit since then. It's a crazy series.
Are you still with your missus?
No, it went well.
Are you still with the missus?
No, unfortunately, we separated, but we've got a beautiful daughter.
That's
amazing. Extraordinary stuff from Alex there, season one of Maths. And guys, at what point do you apologise and tell me how in tune and in touch I am, knowing that we would get just bombarded?
I remember Alex now. Sorry,
you do?
Alex and Zoe, yes. And they did stay together and have a beautiful daughter. Well done, Alex.
Fantastic.
Well, Byron, I'll give you The Farm Wants a Wife because we watched that. I watched that.
Yeah, well,
all the others don't care, mate.
We haven't even.
And you said it'll be a full board.
Okay, well, we haven't even spoken to Jason.
There was four callers.
Farmers wants a wife, but here she is.
Married at First Sight, I meant.
Jess in Geelong. You've been on a reality show.
Yes, I was Farmer Wants a Wife.
There we are. There it is.
Jess, you were too. We've just seen you on the TV this season.
Yes, that was me.
Great.
And I was blonde.
Of course. And Alex is, you're a couple, yes?
No. Sorry. I was Alex's chosen girl at the end. We went on a romantic trip and then he decided that maybe he was more interested in the runner-up.
And can I say, Jess, this is, see, I watched the first three eps and got really into it. And now I want to go back and watch it. So I've been avoiding all the stories about what happened in the end. And I was hoping you would win. And now I've just realized that he hurt you at the end. And that's not just spoiled it for me, but I'm obviously really sorry about that. That's awful.
No. Well, we're still really good friends, and that's all that matters. And at the end of the day, things happen. He was there for love, and sucks for me, but that's okay.
Thank you for calling.
No, well, thank you for calling. Jess, great having you on.
And, guys, here's the cherry on the top.
Unless you got a holiday.
I really do want to go back and watch it, though. I was getting right into it.
Yeah, it's a good show, Boxy.
From 2004, Big Brother. We got one! The cherry on top, the crescendo.
Igor! Yes! Hi, Igor!
Good morning, guys, and happy birthday.
Hey! Thank you, Igor. Hey! Igor. Igor, you were unforgettable on Big Brother. What's going on in your life now? What happened after Big Brother?
Oh, nothing much, Fifi. Just we did all the things we had to do and just, yeah, have kids and work and live life and just enjoy your life these days and watch more reality TV and just...
Is there a show you would, if you had your time again and you could go on a reality show, Igor, which one would you pick? Which is your favourite?
Oh, jeez. I'd probably go for The Bachelor. I'd have a crack at that, I reckon.
Yes! That'd be good.
That'd be fantastic. And he's the prize. Well done. Thanks, Igor. And we could have gone all morning, as it turns
out. Igor will go on The Bachelor. He's got a wife and kids. That's what he'd go on. 101.9 The Fox.
We love this bloke. You'll know him off the telly. Great comedian. Have you been paying attention? Hughesy, we have a problem. Sells out comedy festival shows all over the country. And so it's important to check in with our mates, Fee and Fev, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a few weeks, and we want to know what Dill is up to. Dill Rourke, Jaya Singer. Dill, how
Hello,
are you?
Guys. Oh, you guys are so sweet that you do the check-in. It really does perk me up. I swear to God, every time I get the call saying, hey, we want to chat, I'm like, yeah!
Well, the
thanks
is,
so much.
Do you know what? It's interesting. You, the other day, uploaded a photo of you from 10 years ago, your first stand-up comedy. I think it was at the Comics Lounge.
Yeah,
and
correct.
You know, it's so interesting because you have transformed yourself physically. And mm-hmm. I look at you now and on social media, you are one of the fittest guys I know. You are running. You've never looked fitter and you're a lean, mean machine.
Thank you, mate. It's
a new you, really, isn't it? Like, you are a different person.
Yeah, I think so. It's like on the outside, there's a lot of, definitely a new version, but deep down there's still that same 30 years worth of, you know, bad habits that are still loitering there in the basement. Like, I'm not even lying to you. On Monday morning, I woke up, I made the decision as soon as I woke up, and at 8 a.m. I had a whole tub of Maggie Beer ice cream. And here's where I'll say, Fief, where I'm different. So I knew that was going to happen. So in order to prep for it, I first got my workout out of the way at a minimum. I was like, I'm going to do my meditation and I'll do my workout. Then I'll allow myself the ice cream. Because it's hard. Like, if anyone who's ever had to try and change their habits would know, I mean, especially for me, like 30 years of bad eating, it's not going to switch off overnight. So I have this, I refer to it as my Godzilla. Like, the monster is there in there somewhere. And once in a while, I have to let it out. Otherwise, it's just going to cause too much havoc in there. So I let him out. Let him go for a roam, smash a couple of buildings, and then go back in for the rest of the week.
Well said.
Now, Dill, you do look great, and I do follow you on Insta, and I quite enjoy your Insta. Now, you do eat a lot of food when you do have your little cheat days. You eat massive bowls. So I've been trying to emulate you. You're my.
Wow.
I'm your little protege because I can put on weight a lot when I feast. But I've been doing the not eating much for a couple of days and just like eating really healthy and then one day going nuts. Now, I can't seem to lose any weight. Now, I think you're cheating. I think, what are you doing? Because you look amazing. Are you taking, because I got this fat tea that where you drink the tea, it makes you skinnier. And it sort of did work a little bit. I think it's illegal. Like, it trims you down. Like, I don't think it's legal.
Okay.
And I want to know what you're taking. Like, what illegal tablets are you taking?
Oh.
No. Tablets-wise, nothing, actually. I do zinc and vitamin C. That's about it, really. No, okay, I'll tell you exactly what I do. So I do intermittent fasting, which is I eat only between 12 to 8 o'clock, right? I keep that as a window. And in there, for 6 days of the week, I don't eat carbs and sugar, right? And then the seventh day, no rules. Just go absolutely, go wild. And that is genuinely all I've done. And, of course, in terms of diet. But otherwise, I try and do a run or some sort of home workout as well.
That's where you probably get me, because I don't exercise. But when you go for the seventh day and you go nuts, because I've been trying to do, as I said, what you've been doing. My stomach hurts, man. Like, it really hurts.
So, psyllium husk, Metamucil. Just smash after every serving of
every
fried chicken. After every serving of fried chicken, pizza, and pasta, just two couple of teaspoons of Metamucil.
I know, Dil, this is now become actually diet chat, but when you said every day you eat between, is that 12 p.m. and 8 p.m.? So you don't have breakfast, you don't eat anything before midday?
No, correct.
I don't either. Exactly. Yeah,
I'll have black coffee or black tea or some and heaps of water. The other thing that I realized is that even on my cheat day, my first meal is like spinach and eggs. So something to really line the guts up for the punishment it's about to go through. So it's a planned assault. That's what it is.
Wow.
Well,
Dil, I don't know that as much of the dietary stuff is covered in your stand-up special Bundle of Joy, but certainly...
There
we go. So it's effectively a nutritional guide with Dil. Obviously, make sure you check it out on Amazon Prime, where there's a lot of great comedy specials. Dil Rook's latest stand-up special, Bundle of Joy, is on Amazon Prime. So that's fantastic.
Let's work out together, Fev, because I want to learn. Because what I can do in diet, I can't do in physical activity. Because I've only started. I never did sport as a kid. I was the captain of the Scrabble club, so I need tips on weight training and stuff. And okay, I can maybe help with diet.
Okay, well, 2023, when we're allowed her out, we'll catch up.
Get that fun feeling in the morning.